Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Susan Evans, and yesterday I noticed on my bank account that $87.43 was taken out. Then this morning I get up and $89.65 was taken out. So I tried to Google it, but nothing showed up. So I called the bank this morning, and they gave me this number to call. So I called and talked to a lady, and she said that it was something about ordering some supplement or something. But I didn't order this, and I don't know what's going on, and I don't know why this happened, but I need to see about getting the money put back in my account because that was my electric bill money, and now I don't have the money for the electric bill. And I didn't
Okay.
order anything.
What's your first and last name?
Susan Giles. Susan K. Evans Giles.
Okay, and your shipping address?
581 Wolford Avenue, Liberty, Kentucky. That's my home address.
And I have,
She told me the date.
okay, I have a SusanEvans400@gmail.com.
Okay, that's my email.
Okay, so it shows me here that there was a trial offer that was placed back on April 26th, and there was two charges. One was $659 and the other was $749. That was the shipping fee, and it was for the keto and the cleanse.
I'm sorry, but I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so it does show me that there was a delivery to the home address that you provided. What I can do, if you're saying that you didn't place the shipping fee and you didn't receive any products, I can process a fraud on the account. What we do here in the fraud department, ma'am, is I use the IP address that we have on file since the order was placed online. I verify the device that was used. So what I do is I contact the local authorities and I give them that IP address. The only thing that I request is that they verify what device was used, the location from where it took place, and who the owner of the device is. So since you're stating that it's a
Well,
fraudulent, that you did not process that, whoever processed this order, I will be pressing charges on that person because they did it without your permission.
what do we do about the refund in the meantime?
That process takes 3 to 5 business days to trace that device. So if it does not come back to your device, you will notice a refund in those 3 to 5 business days. If it comes back to your device or someone in your home, then we'll press charges on that person.
Well, how do you, I mean, I have an iPad, it's just me and my husband, but he doesn't know how to even do anything, and I don't either. And there's
Well,
nobody else here.
on in, you know, if somebody else is using your card information, your email, your address, I mean any device that's used, because it's an online order, each device has its own IP address. That's how we can pinpoint who placed the order.
Okay, so can you put the money back in the bank now for the electric bill, or?
No, ma'am, we won't do that until we find out who placed the order.
So I've just lost $87.89.
That's the cost of those products that were ordered and delivered to your address.
Well, I'm telling you.
We didn't get those.
I didn't get anything, and I didn't order it. And it's
Yes,
going to come
ma'am.
back to my iPad because I have an iPad. It's going to come back to that, and I'm the only one that uses it.
If you didn't place the order, it wouldn't go back to that device.
I believe it.
Well, I know I didn't order it.
If that's just the email address, it will come back to the iPad because this is the only device that has that on it.
Yes,
And I'm asked for that.
anyone can use your email or your address. They can
Well,
input the information. The way that we find out how that is done is by tracing that IP address on the device that was used. Because
I'm telling
there
you.
is a delivery I understand what you're saying, ma'am. I'm giving you the information on this account. This product was delivered on April the 29th at 11:21 a.m. Usually when we see a fraudulent account, you know, something will be off. Let me check one more thing. Do you recognize this telephone number? Let me give it to you. It is 606-706-9147.
That's me. That's my number.
That's the number that was placed on this account. So, I mean, that would be the only way we can find out who placed the order is by verifying the device.
So we can't just do a refund?
No, ma'am. If you placed that order and you paid the shipping fee back on April the 26th, you're being billed for those products.
Honey, I know. I know what you're saying. But it's, I mean, this is the only two of us in this house, so it's going to come back to those two, but I'm not the one that did it. So I've just lost the money.
No, ma'am, I can process the fraud on the account. Just because it's your information doesn't mean it'll go back to your device. The only way it's going to go back to your device is if you place that order.
Okay. I didn't, and so...
She didn't place the order. Somebody hacked into these things and used it. It happens every day.
Not to us.
Not like that. I mean, it happens to other people every day.
I mean, I deal with these kind of accounts, sir, every single day, and they can have all the information of the customer. It doesn't mean they placed the order. Each IP address is different. So unless someone used your iPad, went in and used your iPad and placed the order, that's the only way the order is going to go back to that device.
Okay.
So it's up to...
She canceled it. Just forget it. I just lost the money for all that money.
Well, if you're not sure and you don't want to process fraud, we can cancel out the account, and then I can do a customer courtesy on the account for you. It is 35%, and you receive that in the next 3 to 5 business days. Or we would just leave the account as is.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do the whatever the refund you said.
Okay, let me get that process for you, and let me cancel out the fraud. Give me just one moment.
Okay, and can you tell me at the end how much it would be?
Yes, give me just one moment to work on that.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I thought you that whole can pop.
Oh.
Yeah, no problem.
What's 30% of? That's 177.08. The total of this. So what would be 30% of $177?
All right, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding for me. So you would receive two refunds, one in the amount of $31.37 and one in the amount of $30.60. And that'll take the 3 to 5 business days, and I've canceled out the fraud on the account.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.